report of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on Tuesday, November 15th at 5:00 p.m. And please stand for the pledge. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, we have Director Tony Kincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo is absent. And Michael Pollock, General Manager.
Here.
Okay, so under our financials tab in the board packet, we're going to go over the balance sheet. So this is as of October 31st. On line 3, we have the checking and savings, and in line 5, we have the LAIF account, which is the investment account or the savings account. Those combined ended up being $1.4 million at the end of the month. And the total liabilities down on line 32 was at $800,000, a little over $800,000. Any questions on that page?
No.
So moving on then to the profit and loss. And this is with the amended budget from last month's board meeting. So we have the first column. Column A is going to be anything that we spent this month or last month of October. Column B is from the year to date, which was July 1st until the end of the month. Column C is the budget for the whole year, which ends on June 30th of 2023. And then column D is the percentage of where we're at so far.
Okay.
So it's expected to be at 33% at this point of the year. And I'm going to point out some of them as to why they're not near that. So down on lines 5 and 6, we have the DHPO contract and capacity credit. The contract is going to end at the end of this year, the calendar year. So after that, DHPO is going to be on regular billing. So they won't have this special credit and special billing rates that they currently have. They'll be charged a little bit more. And then down on line 13, we have property taxes, which is only at 1% of the year. That's because of when you receive the revenue for that, and it's usually after December 10th and after May 10th. So after December, we should see a little more action in that row. Down on line 16, we have interest income, which is at 81%, and that's for interest earnings in the LAIF account and other investment accounts. And also interest for overdue customer balances. So it's over budget due to higher interest collected on customer bills than expected, and for higher interest returns on the BNY reserve fund and the LAIF account. So that's all I have for the revenue that I was going to point out, unless you have any other questions.
We're still over budget on the line arm and materials.
Yeah, so that's down on expenses. We're still over budget. It did get adjusted.
So this is including the adjustment?
Yeah. Because before, I think the budget was 36,000 or something like that.
Yeah, 36,000.
They increased it to 75. So we are still over budget on that, but it's not as high a percentage as it was.
That's before. For like the meters and stuff?
No, the meters are purchased separately on the...
That's on the...
Capital Projects Reserve Funds. So that's what we've been ordering new meters. And we're ordering 30 new meters every month.
Yeah, so why is this one so much higher? Is it just repairs?
Repairs, materials needed. You know, we came in and we needed the inventory items. And
so is it something that we need to look at boosting it up a little bit for next year?
I think we'll be okay for the rest of the year. It's just we need to stock up on, like, I ordered fire hydrant caps, 2.5 to 4 inch caps.
The paint, all that.
Paint and all that stuff. Yeah. So we should be stocked up pretty much for the rest of the year. We just
order
things according to what we needed to do for maintenance and up.
Okay. So it wasn't above budget because extra stuff, it was just like for the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because a lot of it was bought at the beginning.
Bought at the beginning and it's just going to work itself out.
Yeah.
Okay.
actually a little bit up on like 29 is lab fees. That one's really low right now, and that could be because of the timing of certain samples that have to be taken throughout the year, or it just might have been budgeted a little higher than what we're going to spend, but we'll see when it gets closer to the end of the year. Down on line 41, supplies and equipment. This one's kind of unexpected, or like hard to predict, but it's just for various supplies at the office. So like if we need check supplies or deposit slips or like chairs or desks or whatever, that'll be in that one. Right now it's just at 19% of the budget, just because of the timing of the purchases and because it's kind of hard to predict.
Okay.
But any questions on that page there?
No.
So on to the next one, we have line 43, dues and subscriptions. That's just because of the timing of when we have our subscription renewals and stuff. That one's only at 7% of the year. Line 45, printing and publications. That one looks like it's really high, but really it was just one posting that we did, which was for the standby fees. That's usually the only really big posting that we do, and then sometimes there'll be little ones throughout the year, but I don't think it'll really go much higher than that. Down on line 48, Community Water System Alliance. This account includes the monthly membership fees for the Water System Alliance. Year to date is at 8% of the budget due to the timing of the bills. Sometimes they don't send us, like at the end of each month, they don't send it to us. They'll send us like two in 2 months. So it's kind of sporadic on how they send us the bills. So okay. Far, we won't receive one for the whole year. Down on line 54, legal services. This one is only at 14% of the budget, just because we haven't used legal as much.
It's so nice that we don't have to use legal.
Down on line 56, website support. And this one we actually amended because we found out it was a monthly bill instead of a quarterly bill. But we also did end up having another purchase that went into that account as well, which was for a parcel search system that we purchased. It's like an annual membership where we can look up parcel information on customers just so we can update our accounts as we need to. So that's why that's higher than budgeted.
Is that parcels with meters or without meters?
It might be both. I think it's both. We look up meter work. But we use it for the accounts that we have just to make sure we have the right contact information and stuff on file. Down on line 64, employee uniforms. This one's at 59% of the budget because we purchased new shirts and embroidery for pretty much all the employees, or all the field employees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that one's higher. Line 66, tractor expenses and maintenance. This one's at 0% of the year. It's unexpected on when we'll need that. Hopefully it stays like that, but like it's kind of unexpected. Last year I think we went over budget, but so far we haven't had to have any work done on the tractor yet for the backhoe. Line 67, equipment rental. And we mentioned this one last month, but this is for the reason it's so high is because of traffic control on busier streets, but we are not needing that as much since we have a full staff now, so they can kind of do it on their own. We still might need it eventually, but not as much. On line 69, water operations on call phones. This is for the district cell phones. It's higher than budgeted because I don't think we put in the budget for the extra phones that we were going to need, and we didn't really think about that when we were amending the budget. So that one might end over budgeted.
Okay.
Line 72, loan interest and processing fee. That one's over budget just because of the timing of like annual fees for the loans that we have. And then down on line 79, debt service principal, same thing. It's just because of the timing of certain fees on the loans that we have.
Okay.
And then down on line 81, finally, we have the net income and loss, and we are currently at a net income of $188,000. We're expected to be in the negative by the end of the year, but right now we're in the positive. We'll see how it goes. And then, any other questions on that? So we'll move on to the very last page, which is the capital detail. So we have line 4, which is meter replacement. It's a little bit over budget because the meter prices went up a little bit.
Right.
we're gonna be getting 30 meters monthly just to make sure that no customers have like 50-year-old meters or 20-year-old meters or whatever. And then down on lines 8, 11, and 12, those are the, or 8, 9, 11, and 12, that whole section down there, it's for the grant-funded projects. We have had some activity, and we did send the reimbursement requests for the isolation valves and for the groundwater well improvements grants. For the isolation valve, we're still waiting to hear back if that amount was approved, which it should be because all the work that we sent them, it was according to that project. The other one, the groundwater well improvements, we did receive a reimbursement for that already. So we received, down on this little table on the bottom, it kind of says it, we received $42,466 back, which was expenses that we spent on that project. They sent it back, and then we sent another request for $5,601. There wasn't a whole lot of work in that quarter, but we're waiting for them to approve that amount. And then for the isolation valve project, we sent in two requests, the $33,000 and the $22,000, but we still haven't heard back if they've approved that full amount yet. So we're waiting around $60,000 to come back to us.
Okay.
And that's all I got. Any questions?
Nope. Okay. Sounds good.
Alright then.
No, I see that you're going to, the amount of budget is allegedly going to end up $31,000 in the hole.
Yeah, but then that's also not
it was supposed to be like 100 and some thousand.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then we amended it, and
I
think we were going to amend it was going to be like 90,000, but then we found out we had a bunch of incoming revenue for new services, so it went down to 31. And I think there is a couple people that were talking about putting in new services as well, so it could even be not that negative.
Yeah, we might so, break even by the end of the year.
But then we might have really big expenses, so it might actually.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a handle on the expenses and everything like that, and only buying the essentials and see what we have left over at the end of the year. And then, of course, one of the agenda items we're going to talk about is that age receivables and accounts, a lot of our customer accounts are past due. So Evelyn created a spreadsheet for liens. The amount of liens that we have due is $33,000. It's owed to us. Incoming revenue for new services.
How many customers is that?
900.
How many of them have liens?
I didn't put a number, but you can count the liens ones.
Just curious.
25?
Ooh.
25.
For how much money?
$33,000.
Out of 25 customers?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So the other part too is your billing, the billing process, the amount of money that's owed from 0 to 30 days is $37,000. From 31 to 60 days, it drops down because now they're going to pay is $6,800. And then over 120 days, it goes up to $35,000. It's owed due to your billing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's the amount owed. So that's missed revenue that we're that we're looking at. But on the other hand, we have incoming revenue from new services of $42,000.
Yeah, but still can't run a business on losses.
No.
And it's not really.
But there
the
is
utility. Not really
but there is a trend. It shows from 0 to 30 days. It's a high dollar amount, $31,000, and then from 31 to 60 days, it drops down to about $2,000. So they're just waiting longer to pay. They're just,
And what's the finance charge on that? How many percent?
The interest?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
Is there a finance charge?
I think it's 8%.
Or a late charge?
Yeah, there is. I know for like the most recent bill, it's like a 10% charge or something like that. And then after that, the total balance, I think it's 1.5 or something like that percent that goes on each month.
It's crazy that there's only 25 customers.
Yeah,
and it's that much
they're all like 1,000 or more.
Right. Well, that's only on the liens, but as far as the age receivables, you're looking at 260 customers on average. Yeah.
So, is this meeting adjourned?
This meeting is adjourned.